Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Steely Dan bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. That website is 14 years old this month. I actually don't remember the day we launched the website. Next month is our 14th anniversary of our show. I know the day. I know the moment that began. But I don't remember the exact day that we started the website. But it's been around 14 years, and we're glad to continue to be serving you with it. And someone who's been on that site since 1999 is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's with us right now. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
They can find your books there, too, can't they?
All my content is up there, all sorts of blogs, books, links to other great small business resources, and including yours. So yeah. A lot of great information.
You know, Jeff, we're talking about the passing of Steve Jobs, and so we're celebrating his life, folks. He's very, very important and productive life. Jeff, there's a great irony in the work of Steve Jobs. His product, the Macintosh, which was really, as you know, the Macintosh was the real launching pad for Apple, beginning in 1984. Right. His until the iPhone, pre-iPhone, I'm going to say, his company was never more than single-digit penetration in the computer marketplace.
Right.
I mean, for years and years, they had 4% of the market. And you know, while Microsoft, you know, a great company, huge company, had 90-something percent with their product, the Apple products were leading the way in innovation, the hardware primarily, but also the development of the software. But the point is that nobody ever thought about suing Apple for a monopoly, for being a monopoly, and yet what Steve Jobs did drove everybody else, and right. That's a great irony, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's funny because now you know you're good when everyone wants to sue you, or everyone wants to, you know, they think you're monopolistic, or you're stealing all their
right.
stuff, or you know, if they can't do it themselves, they call out the lawyers. You know, and then I'm not saying all laws, because there was an announcement of a lawsuit yesterday with Samsung suing Apple in France and somewhere else in Europe for the iPhone 4S, saying that it's whatever. But the point is, you know, if you can't keep up, if you can't innovate, sue them. Try and slow them down, you know. And I think that, but at least if you can run a business, if you can create a product, if you can, even in your small, whatever corner of the world that you run your business, that gets people's attention, that mm-hmm. even as a writer, if I can get people's attention with my words, and if I can compel, you know, loyalty and love from my clients, and loyalty that they want to come back, as much as, you know, create brand enthusiasts, like people who love their apples across the product line, whether it's an iPod, mm-hmm. iPhone, iPad, you know, MacBook, whatever, desktop. If you can do that, then you've been your own Steve Jobs in many ways. Mm-hmm. If you can create people who love your product, people who come back for more, people who tell others about
you. Or never mind the product, Jeff. How about the experience?
Right.
To me, that's the thing that small business owners, if you want to become a Steve Jobs, and we all know people don't like this, don't we? We all know business owners who have that kind of an impact on their community. And when they're gone, people say, wow, you know, you think the business is going to be like that now? You know, I mean, in a micro way, you can create the same kind of ecosystem, as you said, Jeff, the same kind of customer fanaticism. You can create that in your own small business, can't you?
Absolutely. And I think it would be, you know, without sounding demeaning, it would be small, you know, small of us to think that we can't. because not everybody needs to be a Steve Jobs, who, as Barack Obama said yesterday, you know, how many people are reading his obituary, so to speak, on a product he created. Doesn't have to be that big. It's dramatic and it's amazing, yeah, and it's unbelievable. But in what we do as small business owners, we just have to be remarkable in our own right. That's
and
all.
And how about this for a goal? Touch people's lives. Make
right.
their lives better. Make a difference in their lives. And you know what? You don't have to do that to a billion people. You could do that to 3 people or 100 people.
Well, and I mean that gets to the bigger aspect. I mean of touching people as customers. What about touching people as a philanthropist in your community, giving back, joining organizations, being a mentor to a child or another, you know, aspiring business owner out there? I don't know that Steve Jobs was known for all this, but in his own way he was, but in our own way we can be. You know,
by leveraging his work, you and I have been able to do that.
Absolutely.
So we're an extension of him. So folks, think about these things as we celebrate the life of Steve Jobs. I don't think we're overdoing it at all. This was a great man, and he contributed an awful lot, and I owe him a lot. Hey Jeff, quickly, last thoughts, 10 seconds.
He's remarkable. It's an unbelievable guy. And chief home officer and small business advocate and all the listeners out there who work in any way with technology and have it touch their lives are better for his having been here.
Well said, Jeff. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having
Jeff me. Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Jobs, rest in peace. We'll be back after these messages.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's good to you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.